speech of December 2010 about self-determination. Since heteronomy through L is problematic because then L would have to deal in the same situations equally justly and would have to vindicate their self equivalently without preferring or discriminating against someone, we may determine our lives widely ourselves. Nevertheless, L reserves the right for their self to determine certain things that are necessary, without letting happen no just compensation for it. The will of man shall not be so strong that it does great harm to its owner and others. Therefore, it needs a powerful instance that protects humans from harmful obsessions. On the other hand, the will must not be too weak, so that man is not the puppet of the environment and of this instance. This instance is part of man's self and has the power to specify these ideas by preparing and compiling the most interesting thought contents, by passing the corresponding brain regions from the acquired knowledge before they enter into the consciousness. The will does have admittedly a decisive say in terms of content, but the instance makes the final decision. This instance will almost always decide positively in favor of the person, if this is sufficiently developed, in order that there emerge no big differences but a harmonic unity, since such differences lead to alienation or are even pathological. Normally, one will perceive such differences seldom as ever. However, the more one approaches the limits of thought, the more they carry weight. For these limits must not be exceeded somehow, but only within the scope of the divine order. The more power a person has, the more frequent and stronger problems of this kind become. The same is true for highly deviant misconduct, which is to direct again in the right pathways. There are limits of repression that cannot be undercut. Even those who develop certain mastership in it, life can never become as happy as without the deed of any crime committed. Since the costs of each crime of which one is aware are high, especially mentally, it is strongly to be advised against. By the connection with L, world soul and world spirit, thinking and acting of humans are coordinated so that mankind can work. It is the tremendous coordination effort of L which controls all instances of the creatures, where control is required, and does so justice to every creature, even though many creatures override, unfortunately, by their will to do evil, this judicious conduct.